Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
We told you this would happen. We thought maybe it would happen before Wednesday when the new league year started, but it happened. Chris Godwin gets his, what is now considered a long-term deal, 3 years, $60 million, $40 million guaranteed, and he's going to be a Buccaneer with some security now. He'll even be a free agent. I think he'll still be 30 or below, something like that, in about 3 years. This made too much sense. I knew it would happen because if you're Chris Godwin and you're literally rehabbing every day from a torn ACL after playing under the franchise tag, why do you want to just be guaranteed the 19.2? You know, if last year taught you anything, it's that you need to grit as much guaranteed money as there's available, and it turns out there was plenty of it, $40 million. And if you get healthy, maybe you don't have your best year coming back this year. Maybe it's next year, right? Well, then the next year, you're going into your free agent year. And you can do this all again. So I was happy for Chris. It was funny because, you know, we sort of have this thing, and I can't think of the term, Steve. You know how they say when reporters cover the White House, there's a word, there's a term for it. And I know people listening to this podcast will know it immediately. Go, you idiot. It's kind of an all clear, right? The media kind of checks in with the White House, and they say, okay, that's it for the night.
They put a lid on it.
They put a lid on it. There you go. Thank you. See, how hard was that? I just need to ask somebody. So they put a lid on it. So I'm kind of going back and forth with Mike Greenberg, their vice president of football ops that does all the contracts. They go, hey, man, should I look for news tonight? Is it going to, you know, what do you think? Because it's been a long day, long 3 days, whatever. He goes, no, you know, just a lot of paperwork, man. And by the way, if there's a man that has not been to bed in 3 days or 4 days in this town because he's working, not because he's on a bender or something, it's that poor guy. I mean, Mike Greenberg, I know everybody, and rightfully so, praises Jason Light, and he's done a great job, and Jason is in charge of everything over there as a general manager. But Mike Greenberg is the one that has to put pen to paper or, you know, agree to all these terms and all these contracts, which are not always that simple. And he's got a newborn at home, and so shout out to Mike because he has not slept in about a week.
No, he's got a newborn at home. Shout out to his wife.
Yep, there you go. Because she hadn't slept in 2 weeks or a month or however long the baby is, yeah. And she's got more
there.
Than one, too.
And he's not there.
Yeah. So, yeah, shout out to her. But they got it done. And, you know, I'm happy for Chris. I don't know if you saw, there was a post on IG by his wife, Mariah, that said, mm-hmm. you know, what is true, that, you know, the guy just, I mean, they were together from the time, she's known him since he was 14 years old. And he had said, you know, I'm going to do this. I'm going to go to the NFL. I don't care where I go, where I'm drafted. I'm going to make it as a player. I'm going to get to that. I'm going to play 4 years. I'm going to get to that big contract. And actually, he had to play 5 years and got to that big contract. But he did it. And he's done it with humility. And he's done it with maturity beyond his years. And there couldn't be anybody in Tampa Bay that's not happy for Chris Godwin. Because he does it the right way. And mm-hmm. now they know he's got to get healthy, and, you know, we'll see if he's able to pull that off. But and it saved him a ton of money on the salary cap. That's the main thing, you know. They couldn't have 19.2 sitting there.
No, they have lots of savings on the salary cap lately.
Yeah, they did. Mike Evans, for the fourth year, four. Mike Evans agreed to restructure his contract, and it's not a big sacrifice, let's be honest. I think he had a base salary of around $14 million. Take most of that up front. Saved him about, I think, $10.5 million on this year's cap. You know, there's some big dead money, you know, pushed forward again. And that's what this is about. You know, everybody's like, well, how do they do it? How do they do it? Well, the bill will come due. It does for every team, except the Bucs and New Orleans, apparently. Did you see? We'll get into this in a minute, because as we're doing this podcast on a Thursday afternoon, late afternoon, Deshaun Watson still has not committed yet, although I think he's very close to committing to the New Orleans Saints or the Atlanta Falcons. I would guess the Saints.
It's not the Browns. We know that.
He ruled out the Browns. He let the Browns know that he was exercising his no-trade clause to them.
And talk about a dumpster fire in the Browns.
Right, right.
Because now Baker Mayfield's asked for a trade, and they're saying, yeah, we're not trading you.
Yeah. So how awkward is that, right? Hey, honey, you know, I had a girlfriend. I thought we were going to get married. We didn't, so I'm coming back home, and we're going to stay married. Yeah, okay. There's some bad feelings there. Maybe ultimately Baker gets traded, but I don't know what the Browns would do for a quarterback. That's the thing. But they stuck their necks out there, man. I get, you know, they were all in and trying to get Deshaun Watson. And I think ultimately, I mean, Atlanta has some appeal to him. And again, by the time you hear this, maybe it's probably all said and done. But I could see Atlanta's appeal being home, growing up, probably a Falcons fan, even from Georgia, all that. Carolina, I think, is out as well. I don't think he's going to Carolina. Watch him go to Carolina. I think it's between them and the Saints, Atlanta and the Saints. And my guess is he'll end up in New Orleans. And if he does, and this is the question that we posed, I think, yesterday, and it's a good one, and actually I think it was a mailbag question we received, kind of making this point. Would you trade? Now, again, there's no absolutes, right? The Bucs were just one of many teams that were investigating Deshaun Watson. It may have been, had Brady not come back, they may have actually gone and met with him and tried to sell him on the Bucs, right? But that said, would you rather, let's play a game, but would you rather, where do I hear that every morning? Would you rather Tom Brady for one more season or the potential of Deshaun Watson for maybe 8 seasons?
I'll take Brady.
Okay, and why?
Because you could absolutely win the Super Bowl this year.
You could. That's true.
There's no guarantee that Deshaun Watson can get you that far. And it's not saying it's a guarantee Tom Brady would, but we know how many Super Bowls he's won. 7?
Won 7.
Been to 11?
10.
Was it 10?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was the Manning quote I saw today. Someone was asking Peyton Manning about Tom Brady. He said, if it wasn't for my mother, Olivia Manning, he'd have 11 of them. Because Eli won 2 and Peyton won 2.
That's true. Yeah.
I would Tom Brady, look, you have to have the quarterback to win the Super Bowl in the NFL today. Deshaun Watson's got all the skills in the world.
Mm-hmm.
He might be able to become that quarterback that can get you to the Super Bowl on a consistent or fairly consistent basis. But, I mean, if Aaron Rodgers hasn't done it in over 10 years, and many will say he's the best quarterback in football and has been for years.
MVP 4 times, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But he can't get to the Super Bowl. He hasn't been there, what, since 2009?
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's no guarantee because Deshaun Watson's really talented he can get you there. Because I think there's a lot of it's the team and the organization, but a lot of it's there's an it factor to quarterbacks. It doesn't matter how far behind Tom Brady is. And it seems like the bigger the moment is, the cooler he gets.
Mm-hmm.
The more in control he is. You know, when they came back against the Rams, did anyone think they weren't going to win that game? As he's mounting that comeback. Now the defense, 2 bad play calls. One slip and a horrible cover 0 play call, and the Rams ended up kicking a field goal to win it as time expired. But even when he started the comeback, you're like, oh, he's coming back. I mean, there's something about Tom Brady that most quarterbacks don't have. It's not like he's done it occasionally. He does it consistently. Sometimes it doesn't work out like it didn't against the Rams this year, but I'll take my chances with 1 year of Tom Brady, knowing the pieces you have around him.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I would like Deshaun Watson for 8 to 10 years? Sure. But I don't know what I'm getting. I mean, you know, he's got to the playoffs in Houston, but I don't think it's been a great organization or a lot of talent around him. So I don't know if you can judge him yet.
Yeah. Well, I think, first of all, I don't necessarily disagree with you. I've thought about this a little bit. I think you're right. Certainly for this year, I would take Tom Brady.
Mm-hmm.
Long term, who's to say, right? But you're right.
Brady doesn't play more than 1 year, too.
Well, he could, but let's just, you know, I mean, we didn't think he was going to be back at all. Deshaun Watson, this year would be a miracle if he were to take that team and go deep into the playoffs with it. In this sense, one, he's dealing with more than just picking a team. Yeah, he may not have been indicted by a federal grand jury. There are 21 or 22 civil suits pending against him for some really yicky stuff. And he's going to have to deal with that. And when he does, whether he does or he doesn't, the NFL, in my opinion, is absolutely going to suspend him. Forget about last year. It had nothing to do with anything. They're not going to mitigate what his suspension will be. Don't need a conviction. Don't need a federal a criminal charge. Read the personal conduct policy. He has put himself, his team, the league, everybody in a bad situation. At minimum, use poor judgment. And I think they're going to give him 6 games, and maybe they reduce it down to 4, whatever. But I don't think he's going to play the entire season. I think he's going to start on the commissioner's list. So there's that, okay? Now, could the Saints overcome that? They could. They absolutely could. The Saints, as a result of getting Deshaun Watson, look at his contract. It's massive. Mm-hmm. Like, he's already gotten the big money, right? It's coming now. $35 million, $45 million the next year. So you're going to have a team that, you know, just has gotten out from under the Drew Brees salary cap pushbacks. And they're going to have more, you know, of a problem. And they've been, you know, as we do this on Friday, they've been clearing salary cap space as much as they can, on Thursday rather, to try to create space for Deshaun Watson. But it's going to be tough to hang on to some of your free agents if you're paying your quarterback top dollar, which they are.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, I think New Orleans is really good. They've had this team's number. It's not Sean Payton calling plays. It's a different dynamic than what they've had there with Drew Brees. We'll see how that goes. I think they're a talented football team, especially on defense. And Deshaun will no doubt give them a chance probably every year after that. But will they be relevant? Yeah, they'll be relevant in some of a, you know, at first in a dubious way because of he'll likely to be suspended and they'll be even people in New Orleans or wherever he lands not happy that he's there. So there'll be that kind of news cycle, right, the first year. With Tom Brady, turn on the TV. Turn on the TV and tell me who they're going to talk about. How relevant is this franchise for a third straight year? Where 2 years ago they won the Super Bowl, last year 14 games, again, one bad call, slip, whatever, from maybe going back to a second straight Super Bowl. And you're absolutely right. They have a better chance with one, even if it's just one final year with Tom Brady, of going to a Super Bowl, then I would say Deshaun Watson will have in 8 years. Simply because there's just not a lot of quarterbacks that mm-hmm. can get there. You mentioned it. Aaron Rodgers. How hard is it to get back?
Mm-hmm.
It's really hard. You have a proven commodity. Tom Brady could put a second Lombardi trophy in 3 years, you know, at one buck place. He could do it. And they know he could do it. And their team, regardless, sellouts every week, you know, optimism through the roof. And the matchups on national TV, you know, we've mentioned the quarterbacks they're going against. I mean, holy cow, Patrick Mahomes and Joe Burrow and Kyler Murray and, you know.
Matthew Stafford.
Dallas and, Stafford and Dak Prescott. It's just, and you go on and on. And, yeah, maybe Deshaun Watson twice.
Well, and you brought up one of the most important parts about Tom Brady. And for what, you know, maybe it's because of his wife and whatever else, but he plays for $25 million a year.
$25 million,
not 40,
yes.
Not 45, not 50.
That's right.
I mean, $25 million to be able to spend on your team is a lot.
It's a ton, and it's salary cap dollars. You know, mm-hmm. it's not like dollar for dollar, it's salary cap yeah. room. I mean, easily, look, Aaron Rodgers, for as great as he is, he's going to take the $50 million. Like, he's not leaving money on the table to re-sign guys. And that's going to – and the other thing is this. I don't know what the recruiting power of Deshaun Watson will be. I know this. Chris Godwin said it, you know, he had already been franchised. But as far as doing a long-term deal, I assure you he's going to say it was a factor when we talked to him.
Carlton Davis said it
was a
factor.
Carlton Davis said it was a factor.
Russell
Gage. Ryan Jensen said it was a factor. So – from here forth, any free agent that signs is going to do so in large part because they want to win a damn ring. Or they're going to stay here because they want to have another chance at a ring with this guy. So that already Jensen signed for 3 years. Godwin signed for 3 years. You know, you go down the line. And these guys are coming back, and their careers are going to go beyond Brady's. But because Tom Brady came here, a lot of these guys came back that might have gone elsewhere. So I think that's significant as well. Now, it sounds like Homer radio, right? I mean, like, you know, well, I like Brady better than anybody. I'd take Tom Brady for 10 games over Deshaun Watson for 25 years, you know, that kind of thing. I don't want to sound like an idiot. And that's how they sound, by the way. But I think what this franchise, the recognition it's going to get, as bright as the light's going to be, I think New Orleans, you know, if Deshaun goes there, they're a Super Bowl contender. I think they're one of the teams you put in there with the Rams. But is it this year? Is it the year that he has to maybe be suspended 4 games, goes to a new team, then doesn't play, then jumps in midstream with a brand-new head coach? Really? They're going to pull that off? Their schedule's a little bit better than the Bucs, but it's not much better. It's still pretty difficult because you play the same division teams in the South. So, you know, hats off to him if he gets it done. But I think when it's all said and done, I think the Bucs will probably be okay with Tom Brady coming back. Well, obviously, they're okay.
The goal is to win championships.
Mm-hmm.
Tom Brady winning a championship this season is better odds at this point than Deshaun Watson winning a Super Bowl with the Bucs in any season of the next 8 to 10 years.
Now, probably true.
Depending on how they draft and other players and, you know, things.
Yeah.
You know, it's possible 5 years from now, Deshaun Watson leading a Bucs team would have a better chance than Brady does this year. But
right. When
you're judging it from today, I'll take Tom Brady this season with the Bucs over any of Deshaun Watson's next 10 years with the Bucs.
Mm-hmm.
Now, like I said, things change, injuries and signings, and they may the next three drafts draft so incredibly that the roster is so loaded that, you know, an average quarterback could take them there. I mean, who knows? I mean, you can't predict that part of the future.
Right.
But knowing what the Bucs have, Brady's third year in the offense, his contract situation a lot less, which gives you more to give to other players to bring in those pieces, I would take Tom Brady in that case because you have a better shot at winning another championship.
And look, I know that from a football standpoint, like Watson has always been a great leader, you know, won a national championship at Clemson, played for two of them.
Mm-hmm.
This whole thing that he's dealing with now is would seem to be out of character, but whatever. What I do know about Tom is how he changes an entire organization. I don't know that Watson's going to have that imprint. I don't know that Watson, because of how he's coming to the New Orleans Saints or Atlanta, wherever he ends up, I don't know that people are going to look at him with both eyes wide open or one eye closed. You know what I mean? Like, my point is Brady's leadership, and let's face it, you know, we can all talk about Spygate and Deflategate and all that if you want to. But Brady, what he demands and what he gets and how he's able to win games sometimes with a lot less than what's on the other sideline. I'm not sure every quarterback can do that, and I know that the impact he will have on the players that he plays with long after he's done, whenever that is, next year, 2 years from now, is gonna continue for some time.
Now, Deshaun Watson has the opportunity now. You know, he's been dealt some adversity.
Yeah.
By his own actions.
Own hand. Yeah.
And, you know, you can take that one of several ways,
mm-hmm.
but you can rededicate yourself to become even a better leader, teammate,
absolutely,
person. And you know, the reports are it's pretty out of character for him. I don't know. Don't know him personally. Don't know what happened in those actions. And I'm not justifying anything.
Right.
But he can take this and become a better leader and kind of rededicate himself. I mean, he missed all of football last year.
Michael Vick did it. Michael mm-hmm. Vick went to jail.
Mm-hmm.
He came out and started making commercials or, you know, mm-hmm. PSAs for PETA.
Mm-hmm.
He was a tremendous leader, and he'll tell you, I was a selfish guy. I you know, wasn't the same player, you know. Athletically, he might have taken a step or two back not playing for 2 seasons, which was a travesty for his career. But he played pretty well in Philadelphia, and he became a different man. So you're right. Mm-hmm. This can't change you for the positive, too.
And maybe he becomes that leader. like Tom Brady that can change a culture and
maybe
and change an organization. Don't know. We'll see. Yeah. I mean, he's, you know, by all indications of his past, is he's got a lot of that makeup that he could become that.
Oh, yeah.
If he chooses to be. But a lot of it's going to be on him.
Yeah. And it's just, it's Brady, right? It's Brady. Like, what are we witnessing? We're witnessing history here. A guy that's going to be 45 years old that just led the NFL in passing. And do you have any doubt that week one, week two, week 17, if he's healthy and the guys, there's enough guys around him, that he doesn't give you a chance to win every single stinking game? There wasn't a game over the last 2 years, I'll be honest with you. Really not one.
I can think of one.
You can think of one?
The Saints game here his first year on Sunday night.
Well, that was a disaster, but I didn't go into that game thinking they were going to beat.
No, correct.
What I was going to say is I don't remember going to the stadium thinking, you know what, they don't have a chance today.
Yeah.
Or this is going to be really, really hard for them today. Like, I felt like every game I watched him play, not only did they have a chance, but they were pretty likely they were going to win the game. He was going to find a way. And you were almost to the point, Steve, and this is weird for me because you know how many bad teams I've covered. It was almost like you were surprised if they lost. Not like, hey, tough break, got to give credit to the other team. No, you were like, oh, my God, they lost. They lost. I didn't see that come. Like, I thought they'd play better.
Think of his first game. So COVID shuts sports world down. No off-season workouts.
No preseason games.
No preseason games. And he goes to New Orleans, the cream of the crop in the division.
Yep.
With Sean Payton and Drew Brees.
Mm-hmm.
And a good defense. And everyone's like, yeah, this is a loss. And while the Bucs didn't play great.
He didn't play great.
They were still in that game.
Yep. First, you remember when he did the first drive of the first that he ever touched the ball for the Bucs? It went 85 yards, and he spiked the ball. He scored on a touchdown himself and spiked the ball.
And they lost, I think, by like 12 or something.
Yeah, it was like 32-20 you know, or something.
And,
like that.
I mean, New Orleans deserved the win in that. But right away, you were like, whoa. You know, they weren't supposed to be in this game.
Right. Yeah, they were dealt a bad schedule hand on that one, especially with COVID.
Yeah. I mean, with all the factors of no practices and no this and COVID and going to the division champs in their place, just all everything that equated up to it. But yet they were still in that game.
Yeah. To your earlier point, it was much worse when they came to Tampa.
That got out of hand real quick.
I'm telling you, man, I don't know what it is about the Saints. It's unbelievable. Of course, and then, of course, the Saints are sitting here going, yeah, that's great. We've beaten them six straight times or whatever it is. But what happened the year they won the Super Bowl, right? We couldn't win that one. There's no we couldn't let that – we couldn't finish that one, right? And to this day, there's guys on the Bucs that I've talked to that said, you know what, if we lose to New Orleans, they're going to win it all. I was like, really? I didn't think they would because Drew Brees' arm, whatever was left of it, was completely shot, and teams knew it. And the Bucs knew it. That's why they were sitting on top of the receivers and squatting on everything. They had no fear he was going to throw it over their heads. And when he tried, they intercepted him. But New Orleans was still up 14. Or were going to go up 14. They were up 7. And they had the ball, you know, after completion to one of their tight ends. He's running across the Bucs 40. And then that's when Winfield stripped him and Devin White recovered. And that turned the whole game around. But the Saints lost the one that mattered. I mean, that's the one that got away. They'll never get that chance back. And that's why Brady, when you get him into the postseason, and the whole thing about him retiring, what was so shocking in a sense, not that a guy that's 44 years old would call it quits after 22 seasons. What was so shocking was you look at the Rams game and you go, man, I mean, who else could have kept them in that game? Who else could have brought them back from that many points down and get them in the end zone with under a minute to play, headed towards overtime and a possible win against a Rams team that had that kind of lead. And only the play of Tom Brady with no offensive line, with almost no receivers, the defense playing the way they did, could put them in that position. And so that's why it was so sort of surprising that, you know, he called it quits and he called it quits so early, only to come back, you know, what, 40 days later. But Brady was playing his best ball, and he knows it. And you know, talking to Clyde Christensen and others, it's just like, you know, he's playing because he knows he's still really good, and he knows he can win a championship. I don't know that Watson will win a championship the first year. If he does, hats off to him. Mm-hmm. Congratulations to the Saints. Maybe all they need to do is get rid of that Sean Payton guy. Who knows? But I don't see it. And I'm with you. I see Brady, if he gets in the postseason and has, you know, any chance of a home game or two, they're going to be a tough out. And he's always a tough out. You know, he typically, last year was the outlier. Usually when he wins a Super Bowl, he doesn't win him back-to-back. He's the last guy to do that. But he usually gets to the championship game or the Super Bowl again. And last year was kind of an outlier that they went down after the divisional playoff. But you saw the game. It could have gone either way. So pretty interesting question. Brady for 1 year or Deshaun Watson for who knows how many years? And that one's interesting to me.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
But next up, we'll see what, you know, Baker Mayfield does, who wants to trade. We'll see what Jameis Winston does. I saw a report by Josina Anderson that said Winston was talking to the Saints. Of course, if they didn't get Deshaun Watson. And the Indianapolis Colts, which I thought was an odd fit.
Maybe.
But maybe he goes in there and competes, right? Maybe it's not just, hey, it's your job.
She got an offense built around that running game of Jonathan Taylor.
Right.
You got a good defense.
No, I like the team. Mm-hmm. I like the team. But I would think you'd want a guy who protects the ball because you're going to run it and play defense, which usually protects the quarterback too. I don't know. I don't know how he would do up there. It's the same. I mean, I thought Pittsburgh, but Pittsburgh really approaches it the same way. They run the ball and play mm-hmm. defense.
I mean, is Jameis Winston an upgrade from
Carson Wentz? I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I was surprised they let go of Carson Wentz after 1 year. You know, the numbers looked better than his actual play. You couldn't get it done when he needed to pretty much all season, especially the last week in Jacksonville. When was the last time Jameis went to the postseason? I know he got hurt last year, so maybe it's unfair. But would he have gotten him there? I don't know. I don't know. Can you coach that turnover thing out of him? I don't know. It'd be interesting. He says he thinks he's a starter, and he probably is in this league. He's one of at least 32 players or quarterbacks, I think, that could start for somebody. But you got to find the right situation with the right team. That's a good team. Indianapolis is a really good team. I mean, they kicked the guy to the curb that they gave up a lot of draft picks for and had in there for a year, and they said, we've seen enough. And if you go in there after that, they're putting a lot of faith in you. So I don't know. I thought that Jimmy Garoppolo would make a lot of sense to them. If Baker Mayfield falls out of Cleveland, I think he would make sense there a little bit, you know. But it's, you know, James is going to wind up somewhere, I think, unless this is it. I don't think this is it. I think he'll wind up somewhere. All right, so this might be, I'm going to say might be, this might be some of the best sporting events of the year, right? You've got March Madness going on, and for us locally, we've got Valspar,
and spring training is starting.
And spring training games on today, right?
There was a couple games on Thursday. The Rays start today, but like I think the Red Sox and Twins played today. I think the Cubs played out in Arizona today.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, but for Friday, as you're hearing this podcast, Rays start their spring training. All the local teams do, as far as games go. The March Madness is going on. Valspar. The weather's beautiful. The Bucks have Tom Brady back. The Lightning are playing well.
You know, I was outside. The birds were chirping a little bit louder today because TB12 was in town. The food tasted much better at my house. I don't know why. You're right. Spring is sprung.
And it's St. Patrick's Day. We didn't even mention that. As we're recording this, it's St. Patrick's
Day. I know. I know. Well, and we won't be on long because my friend down the street, Frank the Beer Man, He has been brining and making corned beef for about a week now.
Is he Frank the Irish whiskey man now today?
He'll be Frank whatever you're drinking man, to be honest with you. But he and I both have bars in our homes. But it's the corned beef. Now I'll be honest. You know, my mom, her name is Alexander. They're from Ireland. They've traced, you know, back to the house, all that. I have never been a cabbage guy. I know is it corned beef and cabbage? Is that what goes together?
That's correct. Yeah, I'm not one right. either. Even though so, I'm not. Half I've my never family's been, Irish.
Does that make me not Irish? Perhaps, but
I like potatoes.
Love potatoes. He has the potatoes. He's cooked them all together. I'm telling you, this thing is going to be. It should be phenomenal, but. Yeah, so yeah, happy St. Patrick's Day. Everybody's a little Irish on this day that we're taping. Hope you did it right and didn't go crazy and all of that. But
hope you did. So, yeah, hope you did go crazy and did it right.
Well, you know, maybe not feeling well and you listen to this podcast and that's waking you up a little bit perhaps. But
I don't know. Is this podcast a cure for a hangover?
Well, it might be because it could put you to sleep, and it's kind of like a golf nap. You know what I mean? Like when you're not feeling completely well, you turn on, "Hello, friends, Jim Dance here at the 14th hole." So that might be good.
We got some low scores at Valspar.
Do we?
As we're taping this, it's 5 o'clock on Thursday.
Yeah, 5 o'clock.
Seven under is the leader. You got three guys at 6 under. Several at 5 under.
I see Sam Burns in second? Was it?
Yeah, he's at 6 under. He's still on the course. He's just finished 13. He's at 6 under. So,
have you spent any time at the Valspar? Have you walked the course out there?
I have not. I need to do that sometime.
Listen, the thing that you don't realize, and I grew up, you know me, I'm a native. Mm-hmm. I'm a 1%er here. Grew up in St. Pete. All that. Justin Thomas at -4 as we do this. He's on the tee. We'll give you a little play by play. What I wasn't prepared for when I went out there a couple times and watched this tournament, and one time I was inside the ropes, I was actually working. Don't ask me why. I was working the tournament. But when you walk this course, it's like you're in Georgia. There's a lot of pine trees, but there's a lot of hills. Like, you don't realize it, you know, because Florida is, you know, unquestionably flat, right? I mean, mm-hmm. we're a couple feet above sea level, built on sand. But this particular place... And I used to live up this, just down the street from this course. It's hilly, and you feel it, you know? That's the part of golf that no one ever talks about, and it's like, oh, come on, they're playing golf. You can't ride the carts,
nope.
Right? You got to walk it. And I walked that course one day and covered it. I think I was following Tiger Woods is what I was doing. And I'm telling you, I got home, I was sore. There's a lot of hills in this place.
Mm-hmm.
But it makes it kind of cool because if you watch the tournament from a bird's eye view, you don't realize these guys are in Florida. It doesn't look like Florida. It's not flat. You know?
Every year I say I want to get out there to the tournament. I was going to this year. Except now I've added some spring training games this weekend
yeah,
to my calendar.
You know, I was so just going
to
say.
I was going to go today on Friday, but now I'm working a spring training game instead, so.
Steve's 21,000 jobs. He's now the Pirates spring training guy. Unbelievable.
You do what you got to do.
Yeah, I understand. And you got to do the Hooters Nest because yes. It's not quite what it is. What is that tournament where everybody goes nuts?
That's out of Phoenix, Arizona? The Phoenix Open. Yeah.
The Phoenix. It's not the Phoenix Open yet, okay, yet. But it's got a little bit of that to it. It's got a little bit of that to it, man. I think it's like 16 or one of those holes, the finishing holes. It gets a little rowdy up there because, you know, Hooters, right? They're serving wings and beer. So who's not happy with that? So they get a little rowdy, but love the Valspar, and it is a gorgeous. I think we might get a little rain tomorrow, one of these days. But they're firing at some pins, man, and course looks good.
It looks beautiful.
And it's a gorgeous day, as you know. So.
And March Madness, is your bracket busted already?
No, because I've got Tennessee going to the finals, and I think they took care of Longwood.
Until Michigan beats them on Saturday, and then.
Oh, are we going head-to-head on that, are we? I'm not a Vol. Me and Ronnie Lane, you know, we're big Vol fans. I have no relationship with the Vols other than I covered them in the SEC 2 games, and I'm just here to tell you I'm biased now because they were really good.
They are.
And the SEC is a really good you know, it's a really good conference. So I'm impressed by them. Very balanced. But, yeah, we'll see if they take care of Michigan. Michigan wasn't seeded that high, huh?
Well, they barely got in the tournament. They had to win a few games down the stretch. So they've had.
I thought they would be better than that this year.
They should have been. They had a lot of freshmen, a highly recruited or touted freshman class, and they had a couple transfers. It just took them a long time to figure it out, and I don't even know if they fully figured it out yet.
Coach of the year?
Last year, not this year.
Not last year, yeah.
When you get ejected and suspended for five games, you're not going to win Coach of the Year this year.
That's right. Yeah. Hard getting votes after that. And Jonathan Vegas in the clubhouse at -7, shot a 64. That'll work.
It does work.
Danny Lee. No, it's not the same Danny Lee. I was thinking somebody else. Okay, I got the wrong guy. All right. I was going to tell you a story about Danny Lee, but it's not that Danny Lee.
But a great sports weekend. I mean, baseball's back.
Oh.
I mean, spring training, you got baseball. If you just stay at home, you'll have Valspar on the TV, March Madness. Baseball
and
games.
The Lightning playing Saturday night.
Lightning play Saturday night, 8 o'clock start on ABC, actually, on the big network.
Mm-hmm.
Not ESPN, but ABC Saturday night against the Rangers, as they just got back from their road trip.
Right. And, which means they have no chance of winning this game.
And still, Tom Brady is back. So, you know, everything is good in the world in Tampa. We can have nice things.
This is why I got 3 TVs in my house, and Tom can't see his from his kitchen. That's the difference. If you watch the show, you'll know the bit. But that's the way it goes.
You don't
all right,
get
so
show.
Yeah. All right. Well, all I can say at this point is what? Enjoy your weekend, right?
Absolutely.
Glutton for sports. You should enjoy it. Careful with the corned beef and especially the green beer and all of that. It's probably too late to warn you on it, but I just did. We hope to see you back here on Monday. For Steve Versick, I am Rick Stroud of the Tampa Bay Times. Check out TampaBay.com, Tampa Bay Times, for all your free agent needs there with the Bucks. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.